Greetings in Jesus' name. I welcome each one here this morning. I trust that we're here this morning because we have a desire to worship the Lord. We've invited him to teach us, to speak us through the preaching of his word. We've heard what Jesus did for us and what happens in our lives as we follow him. And we've heard examples of prayer and reaching out to the Lord and how we just can simply come before him and seek him, and how he hears and answers us. I'd like to stand and just have a time of prayer here. Our Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning. We thank you for the many blessings we have. We thank you for your love towards us, that you were willing to suffer and die, and that you rose again, that we might have life. And that's the reason that we're here this morning, Lord. And I just thank you for the peace and joy that we can experience in you. And I pray this morning, Lord, that you would minister to us, Father, here this morning through the preaching of your word. As we look into your scriptures, that they would speak to us, Lord. I do pray this morning that you would give us ears to hear and hearts that can receive, and that we would be able to take those things and feed on them and grow by the things that you show us today here, Lord. I pray for those that, if there's any that are listening in here this morning, Lord, we just lift them up to you and pray that they might be encouraged and strengthened this morning. We pray for those that are traveling, that are not here, that are at other places, Lord, we just pray that your hand would be over their lives and that they could be encouraged with the things that they're doing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just desire to commit this service to you. We ask, Lord, that you would receive all the honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to turn to Joshua this morning. And as I was thinking about this, just thinking about the instructions that we see here, in, I guess I was reminded of different times that I was given instruction, and detailed instructions to do something, and it felt like it didn't work out. And I turned back, and I guess one incident in my life that I remember, I don't remember all the exact details. I was not very old, but on the farm there, we had some chickens, and we had a rooster that was, him and I were at odds. And I didn't like him, and he didn't like me. And it was my job to go and get the mail. And my parents, dad or mom, I'm not sure which, gave me instructions. It's like, well, just go get the mail, and you just stay clear of this rooster, and he'll probably leave you alone. Well, as you go walking along and you see the rooster, and you threaten him a little bit, and as you're going, and lo and behold, he comes after you. And of course, I come back to the house. It's like, no, I can't go get the mail because the rooster doesn't leave me alone. And so again, I get instructions, stay away from the rooster, and you can get the mail. And so I remember that time I walked way, way out of the way, and I could get the mail. And it was It worked. So I'd like to turn to Joshua chapter 1 and just read the first part of this chapter. And so we look at this, we see that the Lord commissioned Joshua with a job. Starting in verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. These are the things that Joshua heard God speak, ministering to him. So we look at the first part, first couple verses here in the chapter. God reminded Joshua that Moses was no longer here and that he had a job for him, and that was to take the people across the Jordan. And as we look at verse 3 and 4 here, they were entering territory that they haven't been before. So it's not common ground, and they were going to be given these things. And in verse 5 here, we see that no man, that there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And the promise here is that I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So in verse 5 here, that he was going to be strong for Joshua, and that he was promised to go with him, and that he wouldn't fail him. And so these are the encouragements that we see Joshua receiving from the Lord. And then going down to verse 7, he reminds him to do all the things that Moses had commanded them to do, and not to turn away from them, and to keep these things in their heart. And then going down to verse 9. This is, have not I commanded thee? These are the things that you must do. To be strong. To be of good courage. To not be afraid. Neither be dismayed. And then he reminds him here as well. Here is why you can conquer all of these areas in your life. He gave him a reason. He reminded him of the things to be strong, to be of good courage, to not be afraid, and not to be dismayed at life. He was speaking to Joshua here as he was preparing him for a work that he had for him. And he said, the reason that you can conquer these, the reason that you can walk strongly is because I, the Lord your God, I'm going to go with you wherever you go. And to remember that, this is the reason that you can conquer. So, just like to ponder those things a little bit deeper there as we see the things that God encouraged Joshua in. When we go back to be strong, and I'd just like to pick up a couple of verses here and talk about these things that the Lord was encouraging Joshua in. To be strong in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The encouragement there that we receive in this verse is to be strong in the Lord and in his strengths. And so as we are strong in the Lord and remember, as God was with Joshua, so he wants to be with you, with me. And to remember that as we stand in the Lord and that it's in his strengths, his mighty power. In number two, good courage, we think about having courage. The verse that I've chosen there is in Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. As we allow, as we walk with God, as we remember that he's walking with us, that's the kind of encouragement, that's the kind of help that we can receive from the Lord. He helps us in areas that even we ourselves don't understand. And so the next one, do not be afraid. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And so as we experience these things, as we turn away from fear, we experience the power of God and His love overflows our lives. And we have the ability to process life. Number four, neither be thou dismayed. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I see here, as we think about that, that I see God speaking hope and life into our lives. When life feels bigger than ourselves, and God wants to remind us, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. God wants to speak hope and courage into our lives when we are tempted to feel this way, or when we're feeling that way. He wants to remind us, as He did Joshua, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I, your God, I'm with you. And so let's be reminded of that. And number five, the promise for the Lord your God is with you. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So these are the things that the Lord was encouraging Joshua in. And I believe that He also wants to encourage us. But if we turn to Joshua chapter 7, we see, even after all of these encouragements that Joshua received from the Lord, he was encouraged to be strong, to be of a good courage, to not be afraid, neither be dismayed, but to be he was reminded that I, your God, I'm going to go with you. And then we go to verse chapter 7, and we see that in verse 1 here, that the Lord was angry with the children of Israel because there was sin. And going down to verse 3, and they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up. They were talking about going into battle against these people, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So they went up thither of the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men. So here they were approaching a battle that in their minds, this is going to be easy. We don't need to send everyone. And we see them that they quickly were defeated and they got afraid. And they turned around and fled. They fled from the task that was before them. So we see here, we go down to verse 7, and we see Joshua here. Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side in Jordan." Here Joshua was feeling like, why did we even go? We lost this battle. We should have just stayed back where we were, just been content with that. He was feeling let down. Verse 10, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they also transgress my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff." So the Lord showed Joshua what was going on. But we see Joshua going through a time of discouragement and feeling like he was blaming, it almost seems like he was blaming God. Like he left me down. And I believe that God quickly shows Joshua, "No, I've done my part, but you're not doing yours." And because of that, I haven't been able to work. And he points these things out to Joshua and says, "You need to go back and deal with these things and clean up your camp." And if we continue reading the story, we realize we see what happened and we see the consequences of that sin. And they dealt with those things. So as Joshua spoke courage, as God spoke courage to Joshua and then showed him how he's been faithful, so the Lord wants to be in our lives. Joshua, the Lord had a job for Joshua. And he encouraged him and told him how he was going to equip him. And I'd like to be reminded this morning that the Lord wants to do that kind of work through us. And he's not looking to do it through a people that has life all figured out and has all the abilities, but he wants to go with you. He wants to walk beside you. And as we find ourselves, as we go in life, and maybe life gets hard, and we find ourselves getting overwhelmed, as he encouraged Joshua, so he wants to do for us. As we find ourselves being dismayed, the Lord wants to speak life and courage into our lives and help us to remind us that, hey, you're not on this path alone. I'm with you. And so he wants us to take courage and to be reminded of that. In Luke chapter 24, verse 46. The job that the Lord has given us in thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Jesus was speaking to his disciples here in the very end here. And then in Matthew chapter 28, again here in Matthew verse 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And again here we see, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Again, Jesus was commissioning them, telling them the things that they were to do. And we see him reminding them that they weren't going to do these things alone. I'm sending you. I'm using you. But I'm going to go with you. And so as we go out and we live for Jesus, as we show, as we teach, as we walk, be reminded that you're not doing it alone. But Jesus promised his disciples, and he promised us that he would go with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We are ambassadors for Christ. And the Lord wants a relationship in working side by side with us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He's reminding us here some of the things that should not be part of our lives. And then he's also reminding us that I will not leave you nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do. In John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So, the peace that we experience from the Lord, he's reminding us, it's different than as the world gives. The world thinks about, somehow I have to overcome this obstacle in my life. We use all kinds of different things in life to give us security, and not saying that I'm not pointing these things out as wrong, but when we leave our place and we have valuables in it and we don't want other people to come in, we lock the doors. And that gives us some sense of security or peace. When we park our vehicle in a parking lot, we like to lock the doors if we're afraid that somebody's going to come in and steal what we have in the vehicle. We have all these different things that give us some sort of peace and security, but these things, when our life falls apart or when things don't go the way that we plan for, it doesn't hold, it doesn't mean anything. And so he's reminding us that when we walk with Jesus, when we put our trust in him, and that's a lasting, that will carry us through whatever life is bringing at us. And when we are resting in that, we can experience true peace. Not coming against locking doors. I lock doors sometimes not, but that's something that we can control. And he's pointing out that the peace that he gives comes from the Lord. In Hebrews 13, verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Realizing the peace that I want to leave with us is recognizing that the Lord is with us. He is our helper. He is our strength. In John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That's the promise that we have as we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, as we allow the Lord to walk beside us and are reminded and encouraged and invite him to do so. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you, always giving yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So as we walk through this journey, let's be encouraged by these things. And as in closing, again, as the Lord encouraged Joshua, he pointed out to Joshua knew he had a work to do. And the Lord showed him that work. And the Lord reminded him, you're not going to do this alone. I'm going to go with you. And verse 9 there, be strong, be of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So he made sure in verse 9 that he would get this. Told him to be strong. It's like, how many times can you tell somebody something? To be of good courage. Well, you're strong and good courage. Well, we don't have to talk about being afraid, but he pointed that out too. It's like, well, you're supposed to do these things, but don't be afraid. And not to be dismayed. I think he was speaking life. Be reminded that I'm with you. And so let's be encouraged as we, together, as we face life, whether we're walking individually or whatever we're doing, be reminded this morning that you're not alone. And if you find yourself alone, God doesn't want you to be alone. He wants to walk beside you. He wants to strengthen you and to encourage you. And so let's be strengthened and encouraged in that. May God bless.